Today on the show, I'm happy to have Pete Grett, who's the founder of the BlackRock Group. They're selling results, not time, in supply chain management. So, Pete, what's the revenue of the business currently?
Right now, we're at $10 million.
How many employees did it take to do that?
It's at times right now, we have two. So they had two other folks.
And when did you actually found the business?
It's been about 6 years now since I went out on my own.
So you have the dream business. Everybody wants a $10 million business with only two employees. So what is the secret here?
The secret really is to sell results on time. If you trade hours for dollars, that's a limited commodity. So you really got to get to the point where you can sell results in that time.
And how have you done that?
A lot of experience. I started out in the industry and supply chain about 25 years ago. I set a temp on a distribution center floor and figured out pretty early on at 19 that I needed to make different life decisions if I wanted to have a different kind of life. And so I did. I worked hard. And also, I did everything in the facility that I did. If it was promotion, I took it. If it was learning something new, I did it. And I worked my way up. Eventually, I got into IT. And then from there, I made the expertise in putting in warehouse management systems. And that's what I've been doing for the better part of 25 years now, until we started to pivot to generative AI in the last few months.
It's very automated, the business. It's just a major technology solution.
Yeah. So a lot of what we do is very template based, right? So put in large commercial software packages for supply chains. And so we see the same things over and over again. We get the same type of customer issues over and over again. And we try to shortcut our way as much as we can to get them to the finish line as quickly as possible.
And is it, you said sell results, not time. So is it a limited amount of clients with a very high ticket price point, or is it the other way around?
Exactly. Now, it's very limited amount of clients, large contracts, long durations, very long sales cycle. So typically it has to be very relational and has to talk to people for a really long time because their projects are the kind of things board level of approval right now. So it's a major undertaking to get any client.
And then, what led up to forming this business?
You don't want to talk about failing to success. I was a vice president at a small brick mortar in the logistics space. I was privately owned and saw to one of my coworkers who'd been there a long time. And I thought, I want to try and buy the company. I think I can do a better job than the current manager. And they did not take that very well. I was very surprised to find myself in a meeting with the owner, and then the next day fired. And I was looking for jobs all over the place. And I was finally, so eventually I decided, I guess I just have to go on my own and make a deal out of it. And so 30 years later, I modeled the company, was doing consulting. 3-4 months later, I was up to 10 bunks, and it just took off from there. I was very fortunate, very blessed to have some tasks with folks and needs.
I want to dig into this a little bit more. You woke up one morning and you said, you know what? I'm just going to buy the business I worked for because I can do it better. Is this how this went?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Not surprisingly, the owner didn't view it the same way I did.
Yeah. And so you figured, all right, now it's time to start my version of it. Did you come in with a cash offer? Hey, listen, I've already got the financing, but let's do this. I'm ready today.
I wasn't quite that far along, but I had talked to folks and I had tried to line some things up, and yeah, that didn't go very well. What I saw then is an incredible blessing in disguise, because I grew up, my dad was on his own business, and I saw how tough that was. There was feast times and there's family times, and I had just admitted that I wasn't going to try that because I do just was too unstable. And I guess God had other plans for me because I pushed out the door and I wasn't finding any other work. And I was like, this really isn't a matter of choice at this point. This is a matter of necessity. And so I did it, and it was wildly successful. It's been a tremendous blessing. So
from leaving there, how long did it take you to get that first client?
Well, I had a little over 3 months, 4 weeks. Now, that first one was just me. I was just going out and doing my thing, but it really worked out well. Because the client was in a really tight spot. And I got for a bunch of hours, so I got paid for all of them. And they gave me some more exposure out in the space. And then within 3 or 4 months, I got my biggest client that I've ever had. And we're still working for them now, near a 6-year wait.
So with your model, is it a limited amount of clients that are just paying a premium price tag, or is it is? Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely expensive. It's expensive to buy the commercial software to begin with. And then our services are expensive because they're just extensive. And so it's typically a really large client, long-term, might even take board level approval to get the funding for it. And it's also a long sales cycle. So it takes us a long time to land new clients.
And who's the ideal customer for you, or the ideal company?
Our ideal is one of the big ones, right? We go whale hunting all the time. We'll take any customer along. I have some customers that I only spend a few hours a month for. And it's not a super money-making opportunity, but it's an opportunity to get in, to demonstrate our abilities, and for that to lead into something more. But our ideal customer really is a large company that has a large logistics operation that tends to be more complex, and that's where they want the software.
When you say large logistics, is it a particular industry or anybody who's really just moving product?
Anybody who's moving product. So we deal with large third-party logistics providers who do this on behalf of other customers. We also deal with customers who do this for themselves. And in either event, as long as they're moving product, that's what we care about with the states that we operate.
So if one of our listeners wanted to get in touch with you, how could they do so?
I'm on LinkedIn. I try and maintain a really healthy presence there. So it's Pete Gretz, G-R-E-T.
Well, thank you, Pete, for coming on the show and everybody for listening to another episode of Failing to Success. If you like the show, make sure to subscribe. I'm your host, Chad Galecki, and we'll see you next time.